some great free workshops coming up in the Hunter for learner drivers, and the idea of turning those learner drivers into safer drivers, which is fantastic news. Sharing a bit of that with us this morning is the Parliamentary Secretary for the Hunter, Scott McDonald, and he joined us on the phone. Good morning, Scott. I guess first we need to reminisce back at the time when we all learned to drive ourselves. It's very easy to point the finger at the kids, but how did you go when you were an LPA
later? Mark, really almost embarrassing. I got my learners when I went to agricultural college in Queensland, small country town. I think it was a one or two town copper police station. So I walked into the police station, and the copper took us for a drive around the block, and I had to park in front of the pub, and I think there was two cars in front of the pub, so that looked pretty silly, but that's all I had to do. And it was all over and done and dusted in about sort of 15, 20 minutes, you know, which is not good, you know. Number one, that was Queensland. Number two, that was a long time ago. And in no way, shape or form does it sort of prepare you for, you know, high-speed driving on highways and dirt roads and night driving and all those sorts of things. So thankfully, we've come a long way since then.
It sounds like the policeman just wanted a lift to the local and you provided.
Just about, yeah. Kent Hill was in Queensland, so but as I say, fortunately, and look, the stats show it, and look, coming back to New South Wales, T-platers make up about 8% of driver licence holders, and yet they make up about 15% of fatalities on the road, so it's a very risky time when people just first up get that licence, and then the next sort of year or two as they're graduating up, so we've really got to drive those incidents down.
It is a very precarious time because you get the elds, you get the P-plate, and then you're out on your own and you don't have the experience and knowledge of wherewithal as someone that's been driving for 20 or 30 years or even more. But that's where the free workshops are going to come in, Scott. Can you tell us what the sort of things that will be uncovered there?
Look, this is aimed at helping people get a licence, I guess you'd say. They're called Helping Learner Drivers Become Safer Drivers, as you mentioned. Hamilton North Bowling Club at Broadmeadow, 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 21st of November. You do have to book to get in, but it's just calling a mobile number, 0419 312 042. And I've been a parent taking three kids through this. It can be a little bit hair-raising for the parent or the carer or the guardian helping out here as well, I can tell you. You know, when your kid jumps in that car and you go out onto the road, you need that little bit of help and guidance, support yourself. So if you've got time, I'd really urge you to drop into that Tuesday, 21st of November, Hamilton North Bowling.
You know, I'm always so glad that I know I'm not going to have to go through that. But for those who will, this is a really great a chance for those that will be teaching someone to drive to maybe just get the nerves back a little bit. Now, when you were teaching the kids, did you do the sort of phantom brake thing where you tried to brake when they...
I think I wore the carpet out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
New floor mats.
Yeah, new floor mats. Can I tell you one of the things, and I have raised it with down in Parliament, is I do worry about particularly kids who maybe had more of an urban life growing up in the cities, and then you put them out into the country roads and they come up against the kangaroos and you know, even the wombats and these sorts of things, and they're just not sort of ready for that. And we have had too many instances. I live in the country where we get people, and not just visitors, I will say locals as well. You know, they swerve a kangaroo, and the swerving does more damage. They hit a tree and are killed with that. Too many of those things. So, look, you know, anything we can do to help the teachers, to help the kids, I think is great. And also, look, very quickly, there are changes. Learner drivers will now have to complete a hazard perception test before they can take the driving test. So I think that's, you know, that's partly about what I'm talking about. Some of those, you know, more unexpected sort of emergencies that might happen.
Yeah, there is a very serious side to it, Scott, and thanks for sharing with that this morning. The courses sound great. Thanks you for your time as always.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
There is Scott McDonald talking about those very important learner driver courses for the supervisors so you can help the kids become better drivers. We indeed have some information at our website at 2NURFM.com and our morning show page if that is of interest to you. It's 18 to midday at 2NURFM.